Come, shepherds, deck your heads, no more with bays but willows. Forsake your downy beds, and make your ground your pillows. And mourn with me since crossed, as I was never no man, nor never shepherd low lost, so plain a dealing woman. All you forsaken wooers that ever were distressed, and all you lusty lovers that ever love molested, your loss I must condole, and all together summon to mourn for the poor soul of my plain-dealing woman. Fair Venus, make her chaste, and Ceres beauty gave her. Pan wept when she was lost, and Satyrs strove to have her. But oh, she was to them so nice, so coy, that no man could judge, but he knew she was plain-dealing woman. For all her pretty parts, I never enough shall wonder. She overcame all hearts, and all hearts made to wonder. Her breath, it is so sweet she like felt no man. O shepherds, never low lost so plain a dealing woman. Her eyes did shine like glass to grace her comely feature. Fair Venus, she did far surpass, she was a comely creature. But oh, she was so coy, as never yet was no one. And Cupid, that blind boy, loved my plain-dealing woman. So beautiful was she, in favor and in feature. Her well-shaped limbs did show, she was a comely creature. What grief was this to me? Judge all true-hearted young men, to have so great a low loss of my plain-dealing woman. Diana, fair and chaste, on her might well attend. A nymph she was at least, and to shepherds a great friend. And oh, she was so kind, as never yet was no one. A man could hardly find so plain a dealing woman. So courteous ex she was, and I so kind to all men. What better pleasure could you wish than so plain a dealing woman? But now, alas, she's gone, it makes my heart to pity. Oh, there was never such an other wench in country or in city. Kind shepherds, all farewell, since death hath me o'ertaken. Unto the world pray tell that I am quite forsaken. And so to all adieu, go forth, I pray, and summon the slanting crew to mourn for me and my plain-dealing woman. Put on your mourning weeds and bring the wreath of willow. Go tell the world I am dead and make the ground my pillow. And ring, ding-dong, 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 adieu. Love you no more so long, but change each day anew. Come, shepherds, leave your sighing and wipe away your tears. And let us fall to piping to drive away all cares. For though that she be gone, that was so fair a good one, yet once more may we find as plain a dealing woman. Ye sylvan nymphs, come skip it and crown your heads with myrtle. Ye fair youths, come trip it on earth's embroidered kirtle. And oh, you dryads which haunt the coolest fountains, come leave your silken shady groves and sport it in the mountains. For lo, the gods obtain it that wonders shall possess her, and nature did decree it when she with life did bless her. The queen disdained not fair Phyllis for her feature, for all the world contained not so rare a comely creature. Diana made her chaste, and Pallas made her witty. The goddess Ceres graced her heart with love and pity. The muses did select her to grace their learned number, and Venus did elect her the only beauteous wonder. When Jove beheld her beauty, his Leda did repent him. Jove thought that in love's duty she only did content him. And Phoebus blushed to know it, that Daphne had abused him. For lo, her worth did show that desertless she refused him. Pan was enamored on her, his cernex could not please him. And when he looked upon her, her very sight did ease him. The satyr mourned to miss her, whom all the world admired. Sylvanus wished to kiss her, whom greatest gods desired. Cupid his Psyche left to feed his eyes upon her, of godlike power bereft, that her he might honor. His bow and shafts he gave her, wherewith she wounds all hearts. So well she doth behave her, like love in all his parts. I list no more to praise her, whom heaven and earth admire. A loftier muse must raise her, whose verse can mount up higher. A golden pen must write it, dipped in the muse's fountain. And they themselves indite it upon their sacred mountain. Then, O ye shepherd swains, with garlands deck your bonnets, and let the Arcadian plains ring forth with lyric sonnets. Come, tune your rural voices to chant her matchless merits, whose fair exceeds all beauties the spacious world inherits.